Introducing the wonderful, the beautiful, the effervescent, fluorescent vessel of truth, love, and gratitude, I give you Nicolette Rich.
Releasing. Hello guys, this is Nicolette back with another episode, and today's episode we are going to be talking about releasing. So I have the wonderful recording artist here with me today, Jackpot Flex.
What up, bro? Hello. How y'all doing out there?
Thank you so much for joining the show with me today.
It's a pleasure.
And yeah, we're going to be talking about releasing, and as usual, we do have an outline that we've collaborated on, listing 5 points that we're going to focus on. And so recently, I have been having this reoccurring issue with just seeing the lack of healing in the masculine collective. And so that is what we're talking about, releasing in the masculine collective specifically. So before we start, okay, do you want to say anything about like your opinion or your view on the masculine collective?
Okay, well, from my, you know, opinion or perspective on that form of that masculine and releasing, I kind of look at it as a double standard. Mm. Some people become blind in a double standard. Like I use an example, like, okay, most of us know Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. Think about his jump shot. His release of whatever his study of mastership is, mm-hmm, his release, it was out of efficiency though. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Well, think about this side of it. Think about somebody that's in control, maybe a relationship where somebody is controlling and somebody want to be released. Mm-hmm. So it's a, you know, the friction side when you see the jump shot side of Michael Jordan, mm-hmm, or you can see the restraint side of a release. Mm-hmm. On the other side of constraint or something, mm-hmm, a disagreeable.
And like, yeah, and we'll get more deep into it, mm-hmm, but I appreciate you saying that, because yeah, I see that too. We're definitely just going to dive right into number one, which is ego stripping. So when I think about ego stripping, I just think about the idea of not stroking. Like I really don't do as much ego stroking with men as I used to, you know? I feel like at a point that was kind of like, it's just like those are the kind of men I was attracting, you know, just men with big ass fucking, mm-hmm, egos that wanted to be nurtured and, right, you know, fucking narcissists, which unfortunately I was just talking to, who was it, right, Mark Allen? I did a podcast with him yesterday. Yeah, but like a lot of narcissists do cling to empaths because empaths have that natural.
Yeah, you can read, you know, that vulnerability.
Absolutely. Now, but in ways, I also feel like it's a mirror effect. Like maybe in ways I have it's narcissistic traits. Absolutely. So I can't just put it all on men. But at this point, I want to focus on men because it's just something that I feel connected to in terms of talking to a larger audience, you know? Cool. So, yeah, the ego stripping is just, it has to happen for the masculine. I mean, what do you think about that in terms of yourself, your life?
Yeah, man, I understand it because, like you say, you get so many double standards, mm-hmm, in your life and stuff, and influence or even betrayal. So mm-hmm, you run around, you know, on both sides, hopscotch, like hopscotch. You know what I'm saying?
Double dutch.
Yeah, it's like that, man, for real. You have to examine that, you know what I mean? And we'll be blind, faith moving sometime in that.
Yeah. It's true. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's lesson learned after time. But I guess the biggest thing that I've had to understand, too, is that the universe likes to continue giving us tests. It's just, yeah, that
the repetition always going to be there.
How much, like, can you take a shorter length of time with this person? Or, you know, is this, like, do you see the red flags and the signs? Like, how long does it take you before you understand the red flags and the signs, mm-hmm, that you're seeing, I guess?
Yeah, it's definitely there because, like you say, a lot of family households, you know, grew up know, the man provide, mm-hmm. lead the way, you know what I'm saying? So some of us out the gate, that part of your White House or picket fence is gone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Or like in my household, you know, my mom was the dominant one, you know, in ways, you know, right. like, so.
Or some of her man gene, you know, spills Absolutely. Over.
Yeah, yeah, sure. And it's not a bad thing. I think that for me, because of the experiences that I've had and then being like the second oldest of seven siblings, it's eight of us total. Mm-hmm. That's not something I feel like I should have to compromise. I shouldn't have to compromise my experience or my knowledge just to make, again, stroke a man's ego, make a man feel good. If, you know, maybe they lack in that particular area. I lack in plenty of areas. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not perfect.
Yeah, it's like a trial and error approach of that.
Yeah. But it's like men, at least the men that I've had experiences with, it's like they have a difficult time with going within, figuring out why they need their ego stroked and why.
Yeah, because it's like struggling. You don't really want to. Well, like for me, I used myself when I was kind of in those ways of nature. I didn't want to give my whole story. I wanted to do itty bitty steps,
gestures, yeah,
so I can watch
non-committal the female,
yeah,
non-committal ass yeah. motherfuckers. I'm gonna say
I'm
it.
I'm one of those, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I want to be itty bitty in the story, mm-hmm. and some women will take that, you know, absorb it in, filter out with you,
yeah, or take that as everything, and unfortunately, mm-hmm. they are misled. And you know, it is what it is. So that's number one, guys. Like ego stripping, releasing that ego. And releasing, obviously, is our title here. Number two is nature journeying. We were talking about healing as well. So what were you saying about, like, nature journeying and being... Well,
like you said, you know, a lot of us, foremost, we are living in a systematic formation. So some part of our subconscious mind is dormant. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know, for myself, well, I had to recognize that mm-hmm. and relearn that.
Yeah.
And... start seeing myself back on the other side, what it was always been, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, from the nature standpoint of life itself, not my comfort or pleasures in the system that I live in.
Yeah,
like I can vision still in a sector of nature, you know what I mean, even though we might not be living in teepees like some of our ancestors or whatever, but that energy field is still there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that just makes me too think about how that sounds like a beautiful dream, a beautiful image of what life can be. And that also ties to like how some men want to be in polyamorous or, you know, doing polygamy. And that is beautiful. You can do that. There are women that are into
yes,
that.
Yes.
But don't mislead somebody.
Don't prejudice it.
You know what I mean? Because
the control of release.
The fucking control. So then... Yep. That's our number three, which is surrender and then letting go of control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you learn how to let go of control, I just feel like you learn, and this is just a general statement, but I feel like you learn to understand yourself better.
Yes. You can come to as far as reflection, you come into more of you pay attention to some of your mastery self.
Absolutely.
Some of your hidden skill sets you may have, yeah. you know, put to the side for this particular, you know, emotion you want to fulfill out.
Mm-hmm. So you want to feel that void.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I like that. So, yeah, it's like whenever you're letting go of control, you can, you know, as I always talk about, get to that higher version or be in alignment with your higher self and be connected to what your heart's true desires are. Everything is authentic at that point. Once you learn how to get in alignment, it's not to say you're going to be in alignment all the time. Every single day.
Right. Just can recognize that in
you're
yourself.
Out.
Yes.
Absolutely. You're not falling asleep. You're just taking a nap. You know what I'm saying? You don't get into the REM sleep yet. You snap out of it real quick. But you do have to have those resting periods. Absolutely. Everybody needs that.
Yes.
But surrendering, letting go is definitely a big part of releasing. Right.
That's why I'm glad I used that Michael Jordan statement earlier of releasing and letting go. But you can use that as a parable with his jump shot.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I can go both ways of, like, the other conflict side of the control and releasing and letting go.
Yep. That's why I was like, all right, let's just hold off because we were going to get into that anyway. Yeah. And so then another aspect of just this masculine healing that we've talked about is passing down healthy genes. It's not just about physical healthy. We have to think beyond that. We have to think about the mental and the emotional and, spiritual. You know, the spiritual. Whether,
however you want to say that language is said in, it's open and free.
The other realm, the unknown aspect of ourselves as human beings. How is it that we, you know, like how can men be better at spreading their seeds in a way to where
it aligns with the same approach.
Not to say that every person that has a kid with someone needs to be in a relationship. Maybe they just make the most amazing fucking kid.
Right.
And that was the purpose of that particular connection.
Yep,
that happens. To take it a step further, what can men do better to make sure that these seeds are being able to see something better than broken homes and I mean, and then that all is perspective, because a single family home is not automatically a broken home.
Right. Outside the two family home, a conditioning shift.
Yeah, absolutely. A two parent home is not an automatically whole, perfect home either.
Right. You kind of find that out.
Yeah.
Of the same white house and picket fence.
You know what I mean?
Situation.
So it's not like any of us have a perfect background, but if, again, if we're working to heal ourselves, we can, which is our number five point, breaking the curses and, you know, breaking cycles, whatever floats your boat, cycles, curses, but essentially letting go of those habits because they show up. I mean, like, I can even think of certain things in my life that is parallel to an auntie over here or an uncle over there or my dad, or my, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's not direct. It's not...
Like you say, sometimes we be smart. Mm-hmm. Like some people think smart. Well, it's also a thing of wisdom.
Absolutely.
So if you use, let's say we can use a deer, elephant or whatever, and we'll use them with our same cycle of that. And you'll see the difference of that. They obey still. And their nature said no navigation. They obeying. Mm-hmm. So humans have where we at in the system now, we kind of, you know, go against that same order code, but that same migration is for us as well.
Migration in terms of what?
For us, the conflict that we have of releasing therapy and stuff. Okay. We got took outside that balance. So the human structure is not in that migration balance.
The human structure is not in that migration balance because of the fact that we're not releasing? Is that what you're saying?
No, for the order, we're in the same migration order for its nature goes.
Okay.
But for us put in the system, it have been blocked off.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so like our migration is blocked off with the conflicts of these same things that we are dealing with.
For I understand. Releasing. Absolutely. Okay. I got you. Absolutely. And which is why it is important for our second point too, just kind of going back up real quick of the nature journey. And because if you're not grounding, you're not earthing, you're not understanding how to, you know, be in touch with nature, then it's like
positionship.
You said it's what?
It's a positionship in there.
Absolutely, because you're not getting the fulfilled human experience. Mm-hmm. We're animals first and foremost.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we get caught up in technology or, you know, like we're really, if the more to me in my mind, and this is just my opinion, guys, but I feel like the more involved with technology we get, the more like AI we are.
Yep. Recessive. Truly. You know, that can be a recessive formation.
Absolutely.
Too. You know what I mean? Of the same reflection. Okay.
Yep.
You just have to see what it is in order. You know, if it say like in nature, you know, two bulls, they're going to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And that female, for some kind of reason, that female know that which one won. Mm-hmm. But in our human mind, you'd be looking like, how do they know that she gonna choose the one that won?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Stuff like that. It's crazy.
That's real shit, though. That's so true. But that's going back to the ego stripping.
Yes.
It's like in order for us to live in this world that we live in, we've been living here for a long time.
Exactly.
By the way. And I'm not saying that we should get more like. I guess the reality is we are moving closer to AI. We are. I just feel like in order for us to be able to secure the human experience, we have to learn how to heal so that we're...
Break them chains.
Yeah, man. Like we're able to make real connections.
Outside your window, still exists.
Yeah,
the dirt outside, you still can grab and pick it up and examine it.
You know what I'm saying? We still have a lot of access to
just what's always been since the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
The natural resource still is here.
Yeah.
It is.
So we just have to learn to take heed. And I just think that with the different interactions that I've had with men, there has to be a better way for men to be able to open up to healing.
Yes, it's true. Because a man, he seeks that in his natural mind, even though he's in the system side of it.
Yeah.
He
still even though he's resistant.
Yes, he seeks that order of that. Mm-hmm. With that, you know, female entity and stuff.
Absolutely. Let me just ask you. So where are you in your healing? Like, how do you feel? Like, do you feel like you're in a healthy place emotionally as well as mentally?
Yes. It's just the part where I let my guard down now. Mm-hmm. But it don't be because of the obligation.
Right. It shouldn't ever have to be because of the obligation.
I won't do obligations for my guard to let down.
Absolutely. Nobody should have to act under a fucking ultimatum. That's bullshit too. That's just as manipulative and just as narcissistic. Yes. And just as toxic. So that's why I always say, like, I understand that men have their shit. We also have our shit as women. I just know that we also get through a lot of our shit, at least from my experience. There's a lot of us women that are more open to the healing. We're softer.
Yep. Yeah, fertility we're standpoint, it's the nature alignment. You know what
I mean? Yeah, I mean, just think, we can't even keep a baby if we're stressed out, if we're feeling, you know, any type of way. So, like, there are reasons why, even if we don't want to, we have to. Men, it's so much easier for them to detach. And, you know, it's like, I know that.
Floating. Yep, it is. It's like a floating. Like, did you picture in the universe? It's like a floating device.
Yeah.
It's you know, like the nucleus, how they showed us, like, in school type of stuff. It's like that man, the woman in the universe, but that man got, it's one of them planets just kind of, like, gravitates and pull.
Just like the fucking sperm. The sperm is shot out, released,
the
and then it
reflection.
Swims. Who the fuck knows where to go?
So we're like that in our physical looking at each other. Mm-hmm. That's happening even though we are procreating, whatever. Our reflection shows that in our bonding and releasing too.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Basically, you feel like you can get to a place to where you can open up, but you only do it when you're comfortable. And yep.
No obligations going to be with the Rembrandts.
I think that because of a lot of the control that men have oppressed onto women, women have then adapted. But then, you know, we got our swing. We put a twist on it.
Yep, and it hurts.
And it hurts.
Yep, it hurts.
So that's why I feel that it's important for us as women to be more open to helping men heal. And then also bringing more men into the healing community, because there's not as many men in the healing community as there are women. But
another thing, like, the man probably don't, like, for me, when it comes to emotions, I kind of, when I found my balance on my emotion, I know that my emotion goes in more of my crafting. But my unconditional love is for the woman continuously. But my crafting of my emotions, that lines with each other.
That's a part of your releasing and how you're constantly flowing in and out. And that's the reason why I thought that this would be a good episode too, because you are an artist, you know, that you have to be vulnerable to be able to release music. You know what I mean?
Yes, art in itself, content, you know what I'm saying?
Like, whatever it
is. And love hard at the right home base setting, if it's there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If not, my pivot is still there, you know, for the love of myself.
Yeah. Also, too, another layer that I do want to add before we end this episode is being a Black man and learning to be vulnerable and not hard all the time and not tough all the time. You know, like, how has that been? How has that transition
been?
Well,
like I said, that come from, you can, like, say, sometime I time travel on that. I won't have to go back to the beginning of time, but I just use the 16th century or something for what they say in history goes. You can backtrack that of your passing on genes. You know, I was like, man, my great-great-great-great-grandpa or something like that. You know, just although genes, repetition, pass through, or, you know, whether surrendering or time to fight, back to surrender, is it time to fight? you know what I'm saying, love, engage, shortcomings, or you get a chance to make it, pass it through. Oh, so, great divine again.
But look, so basically, are you saying that you put yourself in a time travel mindset so that, let's just say, a white man is walking down the street, you walking down the street, he calls you the N-word, let's mm-hmm. just say. And then you're able to time travel and realize that
yes, in 1700, all of those things.
Out. In 1700, I would have been shot if I yes. would have even looked at this man.
Yep, and it's how, so close to now.
Why am I going to give him that power today? With yeah. the freedom that I have
today. I break that in
action. That cycle, that curse.
Yes.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yep. That's the prime example. So, yeah, I appreciate that perspective.
Yeah, it's simplicity. Sure. You know, it's okay. So, we still here. At the end of the day, it looks bad, but you think about it, we all still here some kind of way. Mm-hmm. So, whether it look like death or living, it's still multiplying.
Absolutely.
So, the man, you know, is still mighty. We know his position in the woman first.
Well, I thank you so much.
It's an honor, man. I'm glad to stop by, you know. Thanks for that. Hey, man, y'all leave some comments or whatever, you know. Y'all got some engagements or thought points on that, your opinions, you know, some perceptions.
That'll be nice.
You know, tap in with her, you know. We here. Y'all want to hit me up? jackpotflex@gmail.com with two X's. Check out my Higher Planets brand.
Yes, we will be showcasing his Higher Planet t-shirts on the cover of this podcast as well.
And also, my new Ships and Gold album EP is out now on all major streaming sites.
Nice.
Check with your boy. Jackpot, jackpot, jackpot.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. And as always, I'm spreading unconditional love wherever you are.